Views expressed on the following live program do not necessarily reflect those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good afternoon. This is Richard Quigley. I'm in here today to do a little show we call the United States Freedom Fighter Forum. As soon as I get this music potted out. All right. July 3rd, day before the... What is this, 227 birthdays this country's had now? It's the signing of the Declaration of Independence. How are we doing, folks? Think the founders would be proud? I'm not so sure. I don't know about the rest of the country. I know for me, July the 4th is a... sort of a day of contemplation, revitalization, rededication, and move on forward. It's not about firecrackers and cookouts and three-day weekends for me. That doesn't mean anybody should necessarily share those sentiments. I'd be curious today, since this is a talk radio show, what it is that July the 4th means to some of you. The call-in lines here are 479-1080, 477-1340. You can fax me at 475-2967. If you remember to write or print largely, I will do my best to read them with my old tired eyes. Yeah. Reflection. You're invited. This entire audience, you're invited, one and all, to stop by my website. If you're feeling not particularly inspired about the holiday, I have been credited with rekindling a few old fires with that website. You can go to usff.com, UnitedStatesFreedomFighter.com. Well, it's the acronym for, let's not, you type in UnitedStatesFreedomFighter.com, you'll find out that I didn't have the money to buy that one, so I don't own that one. But I try not to act like I own the other. But I'm going to be going to the last page, the last chapter on that website today toward the end of the show to kind of give you an idea of some of the things people have said over the years about what this celebration should be about tomorrow. And I wonder in Iraq, what they'll be celebrating 227 years from now. You know, before that thing started, if any of you folks were listening to me in the early days, I was dead set against that military action. I pulled off it when we committed to it, pulled off my objections when we committed to it, because I did not want to be part of those people that were not supportive, those young people and what they were doing overseas. And I went ahead and assumed that there's a possibility I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And so in that remote shot there, I decided to go ahead and keep my thoughts to myself for that period of time. But, you know, we're down at the end of it now. And tomorrow we're celebrating what is actually, I mean, the actual July the 4th day, the day. Was the day of the signing, at least the day it was the day that we've chosen to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. We don't even want to talk about how many of the young people that expect to graduate from school this year and don't know that, don't even know the difference between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Um, was it last week, the week before, I gave you something that came out of the Communist Manifesto and reported to you that 60% of the American youth thought it was something right out of the Constitution. Oh, yeah, I remember what that was. Yeah, can't remember the line because I never was any good at memorizing the Communist Manifesto, but it had to do with dividing the pie, of course. It's always to do with dividing the pie. So here we've got this room in Pennsylvania, an old church, I guess it was, Independence Hall, they call it now. By the way, if you haven't been there, this is going to be another one of those years that I'm not going to be able to make it to Buena Park. But if you're in the Buena Park area sometime and you want a little rush, they have, for those of us that can't make the trip to Pennsylvania to visit the actual historical building, Walter Knott, who was a severe patriot, I mean, this man was extremely patriotic, loved this country, loved the principles on which it was founded. He went to the trouble to build a replica, and I'm talking about to the point where he even arranged to have the bricks that were going to be shown on the outer part of the building handmade so that every detail would be as close to the real deal as possible. I remember in the years when I worked down there, I actually worked for the farm for a while. I was a stagecoach driver there, little known historical fact. I can drive a hitch. Bud Hurlbut used to have all the concession rides at Knott's Berry Farm. And Bud got a job to take a bell. Walter Knott had searched the world over and found another bell that came from the same load as the Liberty Bell. And since they have the Liberty Bell stored at Independence Hall back in Philadelphia, he decided that he was going to have to, if he was going to build a replica, he was going to have a Liberty Bell in Buena Park. And I can remember being out there in the shop and watching the engineers sit there and draw the lines on the side of this bell where they were going to cut the crack in the bell. This bell was absolutely perfect. And cut the crack in there so that it would be exactly, and I'm talking about precision cut in this bell so that it would be identical to the crack in the bell, in the actual Liberty Bell as it exists in Independence Hall. The attention to detail there is quite something. If you get into the room where these guys actually sat and drafted, and where the foundations of our history as a nation were born, it's quite a rush. At least it is for me. You know, it may be that I'm just a sentimental old fool and always have been, but I recommend that trip very highly. And incidentally, it's one of the few things that you can visit in Southern California that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Who better to share thoughts with on July the 4th than Ben from Salinas? Ben, are you there?
Yes, sir, and I have a very definite message for all the KSCO listeners and you, sir, on this most wonderful sacred day. And it is a sacred day, the 4th of July.
Tomorrow,
this is the precedence, because tomorrow it'll be in the middle of it. But to make all of the Americans who really love America with a C, not with a K, please, people, think of your foreign troops, who are men and women, the beautiful citizens of this country who pay the taxes, that are right now spilling blood in Afghanistan, and nobody even says bin Laden. They're spilling blood and begging and crying to come home from Iraq, and still no Hussein. They're getting ready to send 150,000 to spill blood for Israel. We've already spent billions arming Israel to defend itself, and pretty soon to Liberia. Why is it always American blood while the Chevron tankers are coming back to Chevron of Texas full of the oil that said this wasn't over? Sir, I have to say to you, we have to get rid of this mongoloid in the White House and his mongoloid administration, because who but a retarded mongoloid would advocate in every other word while landing on a flight deck wearing wings they never earned, spending millions, people died wearing and earning those Navy wings, and why didn't he just strap a Congressional Medal of Honor around his phony, candy bump port pudding-eating neck? Why didn't he just do the honorable thing and resign since he was not elected? And the people in the Veterans Administration and the American Legion, these old toothless warheads, why do they refuse to stand by their brothers in arms who are dying today? Have they become so cowardly in those hospitals that they're going along with this guy? And every other word out of his mouth, including the listeners
Ben,
of this station down here, Clear Channel, KION, support the troops.
Ben.
Support the troops. And Ben. 700
Ben, I not only didn't know that a person could have a sentence or put one together that long, but I didn't have any idea that anybody could hold a thought.
Yes, sir.
That long.
And it's a continuous thought. We're spending seven. They took
Ben,
$700 million out of the VA.
Ben, it is. It
is that supporting the troops?
There's absolute, you know, support for that. It is that is something that goes daily. You can make that plea on a daily basis.
$700 million out of the VA,
Ben.
Yes, sir.
And I would not concur more on every other day, on every other occasion.
Tomorrow
marks 227 years of the Republic.
Yes, sir.
And the establishment of the Republic. And I got to tell you that
freedom.
More comes to me
yes, sir,
than the shame of this nation. We have done a lot of good a lot of times.
We are
if this ends up being one of the shames of our existence, then so be it.
We're in shame right now, sir.
Well, it is birthday time for this country, and I'm absolutely not going to sit there and have it torn apart today on the radio. But Ben, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. But I got to say goodbye. Line one, Liberty. I think I need a Liberty dose right now. Liberty, are you there? Save me on this.
Yes, hi there, Mr. Quigley.
Hi. Wow, freedom of speech, my friend. I mean, it is freedom of speech.
Well, I just called up. I hate to be a nitpicker, but...
Go ahead and pick nits.
All right. Well, strictly speaking, July 4th does not celebrate the birth of our nation. It celebrates our separation from England.
Well, what I said was, and if you're listening real close, you got to listen real close with me sometimes, because I got the qualifier in there. What I said was, is the day that we have picked to celebrate the birth of this nation.
That's true.
And it is the day assigned. It is like, I think that you'll agree that there's a lot of speculation about the significance of the December 25th. The only thing I know for sure about December 25th is that myself and Jimmy Buffett were both born that day. Okay. And we include that other renowned gentleman just because why not? You know what I mean? It helps explain the outcome of our lives. So what have you got to say warm and wonderful about the U.S. today?
Oh, well, it's my country, and I love it. And, there's lots of things in there. What amazes me about the naysayers and the critics is that I would even say the radical left is that they tend to see the cup as being half empty. And I prefer to see it as being half full.
As I've explained before, Liberty, what makes me walk the walk that I walk is that I often see that cup as just twice as big as it needs to be.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's a left or right thing. Tomorrow, what it is the day that we picked to celebrate the 227th birthday of the codification of the most intense ideals ever held by a country at its founding. And it doesn't surprise me, if you think about it intellectually, it doesn't surprise me that we had fallen so far away from those ideals. I mean, utopia is, I guess, utopia. But I fear for the fact that we've lost sight of them.
Well, I just wish that more of those ideals that were enunciated in the Declaration were carried over into the Constitution.
Well, I think they were, but everybody's got their interpretation of that. I have every confidence that we have all the law necessary to restore this nation to the intent of the founders. The problem is that we lack the will. And as long as we lack the will, it will forever be an idealistic concept that has had a separate result. It's just a real good plan gone awry, I think, so far. And it's not, again, I'm not damning this country, because with all of our arrogance and all of our wealth and all the mistakes that we make, I think that the driving heart of the people of this nation is good and pure. And my mission has been for years to try to get that heart applied. That is to encourage the people that live in this land to get it back on track, to help the people that represent us, represent our ideals more than their missions. So these are the things that I think about this time of year. That, and I finally don't have to listen to that Rodeo Salinas thing anymore. pardon me, Salinas Rodeo. Brief breakdown, and now I got to let you go, Liberty, but I got to tell you the story.
Okay, let's do it on the air.
You got it. Right. 25 years ago, when I came to this county, I was sitting there listening to these guys run this ad for the Salinas Rodeo. And I called over, and I asked him why in the world they'd do that, because I'm a cowboy, and I know it's rodeo. Why would they sit there and butcher it like that? And they were trying to tell me that they were doing this out of respect for our Mexican heritage in this state. And I said, well, then it should be Rodeo Salinas or Salinas Rodeo. But when you sit there and you say Salinas Rodeo, you not only do not compliment the Mexican heritage of this great state, but you insult it. And, you know, it's every year they do it, every year I have the same fit. I already lost John, but I'm going to grab Steve over in Watsonville because I think he knows something about that Communist Manifesto. Did you have to remember the line I lost, Steve?
Yeah. I also think it'd be a good way to follow up the Ben's patriotic 4th of July thought for the day, and a lot better way than by quoting Karl Marx. But I think the slice and dividing up the pie line you're thinking of is from each according to their abilities and to each according to their needs.
That's the one. And yeah. Most people, I swear to you, most young people educated in our school system believe that that is right straight from our Constitution.
Well, I got to admit with some embarrassment, I once wrote something using that phrase, and it wasn't until later that someone pointed out I was quoting Karl Marx. I didn't think it was from the Constitution, but I figured it was from, you know, something Thomas Jefferson or somebody said somewhere.
Yeah,
it sounded so much like the American form of taxation and everything else.
but it's also, you know, it gives you a warm fuzzy. It gives you a warm fuzzy to feel that way. You know, I mean, it would be nice were it were that way, but on a voluntary basis. And, of course, that wasn't the basis. That wasn't the basis of the Communist Manifesto. We took care of ourselves in this country for decades.
Well,
until the social programs. But thank you.
I just thinking us guys in our 50s have to help each other out whenever the old memory goes. Okay?
Yeah.
Have a happy 4th.
And I'm just about done with my 50s. Thanks a million for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got Brian on the cell phone line, too. We do use those cell phones quick. Talk to me, Brian. What do you know about rodeos?
Richard, just wanted to add my opinion about the matter. And I touche on you're pointing out that it should be Rodeo.
Rodeo Salinas.
Rodeo Salinas, in order to honor the Spanish heritage.
Yeah, if that's the reason for the pronunciation, let's get real. You know.
Yeah, but I decided to walk the fence, and I pronounce it Rodeo. So that'll piss everybody off.
Well, as long as they don't start running in commercials and pounding it in me every year, I guess I can live with that.
Well, that's the way I've been living, and I'm doing okay. Hey, we had a caller there a short time ago who, for the last 5 to 7 years that I've been a listener to KSCO, has absolutely capitalized on name-calling, which I describe as the last, maybe it's the first refuge of feeble-mindedness, but it's either the first or last or both refuge of the feeble-minded. And to prove that, I just read an article on the Internet yesterday that chronic marijuana smoking is very likely to induce mental illness. Now, you might disagree, but it takes a little time for it to set in, but when you see things getting funny, you got a good reason to know why.
Well, okay. I'm going to leave that one alone for now for reasons that we won't talk about for now.
Good day.
But thank you for the observation. Have a nice 4th of July.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah. I heard about that. Marijuana make you stupid. What it is as I get this now, let me see. I'm stealing somebody else's material, so I'm going to try to remember the highlights, credit it as best I can. But I think that they were talking about the mercury content of pot that was grown in Hawaii. And in fact, mercury, when it gets to your brain, will make you insane, which is why, for example, the phrase Mad Hatters. Hatters used to drive themselves insane by absorbing mercury while they were making the hat bands, and because mercury was one of the agents they used to stiffen the brims of hats and so on. So it wasn't unusual for hatters to go mad. And the concern was from that Hawaiian pot was that
because it's volcanic and stuff, it had a lot of mercury in it. And over the years, I guess you could consume enough of that that it would eventually have messed you up, which apparently it did. And as I understood the run on that, I believe that was Michael Savage talked about that last night on the radio. So I'll credit him as best I can. What we're going to do right now is take a break. We'll be right back, and I'll be talking to Mark in Santa Cruz about the 4th of July.
Food, shelter, clothing, net. Got net? 460-2000.
Okay. That helps pay for the power bill. By the way, GodNet, great service provider. They've been my service provider for years, and if you have any need at all for any of their services, my highest recommendation for whatever good it'll do. They have been fine folks, and on top of everything else, they're genuine patriots. Good people, and they got a fine product. I know the crew that answers the phone down there, and they're always willing to help. And I got to them because I hadn't found that kind of service available elsewhere in Santa Cruz. So, yeah, give those guys a call. Check them out. Got.net. Okay, I got Mark on line one. Now, this may be the Mark that's president of my fan club. I'm not sure. Let's find out. Mark, hello. This is United States Freedom Fighter Forum.
Yeah, I'm just one of many fans, Mr. Quigley.
Huh? Okay.
Just one of many.
Appreciate that, Mark.
Genuine patriots, something this country could use more of.
Well, thank you very much.
Tomorrow, to me, is a celebration of our independence and the freedoms that we all enjoy here in this country. It's a day close to Memorial Day and Veterans Day when I think people need to take a moment of their time and just think about the genuine prosperities they enjoy in life today. If you get out there and just do a little bit of hard work and not take it for granted, there's a lot of people that put their lives on the line, not only local law enforcement, but your military, and just don't take them for granted, you know?
Absolutely.
And, whether war is right or wrong, I don't like it any more than anybody else. Sometimes we're forced to do things in life none of us particularly enjoy doing. And if we could just take tomorrow and put all our differences aside, maybe just try to come together there for a 24-hour period and show some appreciation for others out there.
Show some gratitude for what it is that the founders helped us establish, and I always hope that people will recommit on that day to the future. Did you want to add anything else, Mark?
Yeah, Ben, take it easy tomorrow. Kick back and relax. Have yourself a soda pop. You know, and just hang in there, pal.
You know, I think that Ben understands and appreciates as much as anybody that any place else on this planet, well, not any place else, but most other places on this planet, Ben would not be able to hold the thoughts that he does, and he certainly wouldn't be able to express them. And, God love him. I wish he could be happier about the things there are to take pleasure in, but he doesn't seem to be one of those folks, and I don't fault him for that. I always enjoy seeing his name come up. I know that he cares, and that puts him a league above most of the people that I know in this country. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Okay. Sounds great to me, and happy 4th to you as well as the majority of the folks out there.
You bet, Mark. Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm glad to know that it's a special day to you folks as well. Call in lines, 479-1080, 477-1340, fax me at 475-2967. I went too long without announcing that again. This is Richard Quigley. You're listening to the United States Freedom Fighter Forum. I think what I'm going to do now is start to read through some of the stuff that I've got on the last chapter of the United States Freedom Fighter website, Chapter 6, for you folks that get on there and keep going and thinking, now this thing goes on forever, and leave before you finish. It's only 6 chapters long with an epilogue. This chapter is entitled The Belligerent Claimant. That line, belligerent claimant, is a very important one. That was born out of a case that happened in Washington, D.C. some number of years ago. Hold on just a second. I'll pick that up in a minute. But Westside Al's on the line, and he always gets top billing, I guess, from everybody else. No reason for me not to grab him. Al, are you out there? Welcome to the show.
Richard.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I don't think I've called your show at all, as a matter of fact. I listen on a regular basis, but I'm usually so engrossed with what you're discussing that I don't bother to get on the phone because I'm afraid I'll miss something that's going to come out of your mouth.
Well, whoa, that's too much responsibility, Al. What's going on in your mind today?
Well, you know, I've been listening to the program and the callers, and I just thought I'd put in my two cents about what the day tomorrow means to me.
Please.
One of my ancestors, a man named William Floyd, who used to own about half of Long Island in New York, was one of the signers of the Declaration, and he did suffer, and his family did suffer, and he did lose a lot, but after all, that was the deal they made. And on the other hand, got a rich history of family involvement in the military and different conflicts, both sides of the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, Desert War One, and of course all the latest stuff with my brother-in-law who's in the Rangers. And so I just want to spend some time tomorrow. We're going to have a block party over here in my neighborhood, and we'll be chatting it up a bit. I hope I don't run into anybody that starts spouting off like Ben does, because I'd be hard-pressed.
Oh, come on.
Hard-pressed to restrain myself.
Come on. It's the diversity that we love, my friend. Ben, if Ben served no other purpose, it would be to make it so much more of a pleasure to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, I always want to live in a country where guys like Ben can express themselves freely. And, you know, it's no problem and no big shake in my deal here. But I do wish Ben happiness. And it sounds to me like a lot of what he chews on in his mind is destined to make him an unhappy guy. And I hate to see that because, you know, he's a musician and it can affect his creativity to be hanging on all that negative stuff all the time. He, you know what he's got to do? He's got to go buy himself a Harley and get out on the road.
Well, you know something, man. Those Harleys are getting where you can just about afford a house, but there's a lot of other motorcycles that will do that trip. While I got you, though, give me the name of your relative again, because I think that people don't understand what it was that the founders gave up to this nation together. I don't think they have any idea. From the Declaration come the words, "For the support of this Declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence," that's another word for God, by the way, "we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." And that is such an incredible line. And these men lived and died by these kinds of oaths. You know what I mean?
Absolutely right. I mean, my ancestor, William Floyd, he, as everybody did that signed on there, all 56 of them, they knew when they said they trusted in the providence of God that this is going to be a pretty risky business. And Mr. Floyd was the commandant, or the commander, whatever you want to call him, of the local militia there on Long Island. But they got hit with an overwhelming force of British troops right off the get, and they had to take off running. And so his land got confiscated. They salted his fields to prevent crops from being grown there. They confiscated, slaughtered, and ate all of his livestock. They burned his house. They captured his wife and kids.
People don't know. They don't know. Our schools will not teach them. I don't know why they won't teach them, but our schools will not teach them.
Well, there's a bias against individualism, Richard, these days, and you know, I think some liberals fear individual thought because it makes it harder for people to be controlled when they think as individuals do, and that's why the education system's in the mess it's in. And if you can feed, you know, what it was, Goering, the propaganda minister for Hitler, said, you know, you tell a lie often enough, people start believing.
Yep, the bigger the lie, the more likely it is to believe. That was Adolf Hitler.
Absolutely.
We've lost our moral rudder, and I, you know, I reach out every week, and I try to just a little bit encourage people to take it. I'm not the one to man moral rudder. You know, I'm just a normal guy. I've done my share of right and wrong, but I've never felt like I could hold that rudder. But there are people out there that can. And how do we get them into service? How do we get the minds into this that will get the nation back on track? You know, what do we have to offer to get a leader, you know, from the masses? Because you can't tell me that this problem with Iraq couldn't have been handled differently then, couldn't be handled differently now, if we had the right kind of mind in charge. I'm not it, you know. I don't know. Maybe you are, Al.
No, I tell you, Richard, I think the situation had deteriorated so much in terms of international relations and the way the world has gone in the last, say, 50 years or so, post-World War II. We're in sort of a mess right now in terms of, you know, mutual goals, mutual understanding with our allies, and
there's
going to be some rough days ahead, my friend, but
I believe that.
But we're in it now. I think we've got to stick with it.
Yeah, God bless the USA. I mean, as always, God bless the USA.
You betcha, Richard. Well, listen, you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and I'm proud to say that this country is the best place on the face of the earth. If you want to make something of yourself, you got the opportunity to do so. And
you still offer the most hope and the most promise. Yes, sir.
You said it, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Al.
Thanks for your time, Richard.
Okay,
bye.
My friend, bye. Yeah, I got a call from West Side Al. I think I can get another trophy on my wall now. Pat, over in Santa Cruz. Are we going to talk about something today, Pat?
Yeah, suits me fine. Suits me fine. You want to get the country back on track.
Watch out now. Careful, because we don't want to make this a short conversation. Is this the Pat I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, if you cut me off, I just won't call you anymore.
I won't cut you off, Pat.
Well, what do you mean by short conversation?
Well, I just
I don't say what you want to hear.
Well, no. Do you think it has to do with that?
Well, I'm not sure what
you're
getting
at. Okay, I'll tell you what. I take it all back. Let's start fresh. Hi, Pat. Welcome to KSCO.
Okay, no hidden agenda there. You want to get the country back on track. Those are your words.
Okay.
Now, when was the last time you thought that it was on track?
Well, I don't know. You know, I never really thought about it that way. I have contemplated where it all started to break down, and I see a couple pivotal places along the way.
Where would the last one be?
Where would the oldest one be?
No, the most recent one.
Oh.
When's the last time it was reasonably on track?
I don't know. I don't know that we would agree on what on track is.
I'm asking you for your opinion here. You said there was a couple pivotal points where it went off track. What was the most recent one, which implies that it was at least somewhat on track at that point?
Well, no, we strayed further away with the Patriot Act.
Okay.
We strayed away from the founders' intent with the Civil War. We, you know, there have been the advent of socialism in this country in the 30s. Bad juju. Stuff that we're going to have to fix before we're done. There's a thousand places, just like in a life. You know, every day you have choices. Go to one way or you go another, and which one's going to serve the end that you'd hope for. You don't know until you get there, but you do know which one stands the better chance. And I think we've been making a lot of bad choices in recent decades. I think I felt and recognized freedom a lot more clearly in the 50s than the young people of today can. Does that help?
50s. All right. I mean, a lot of conservatives look back fondly upon the 50s. And there's a lot to like about the 50s. I mean, it's my earliest memories go back to about the beginning of the 50s.
When the worst thing a president could do was say hell or damn? That was the worst thing. I remember Harry Truman. Now, they just thought he was going to burn in hell because he used profanity. And it was hell or damn. You understand?
So he's going to go to hell for saying hell, huh?
Well, that was the moral perspective of this nation, to my experience in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And here we are 50 years later, and Lewinsky does not mean a person anymore. It means an act. You know what I mean?
Well, that's because conservatives, and you know, I don't beat up on conservatives. I just call them as I see them, but. Right-wingers made a big deal so that we all know Monica. The first thing we associate with Monica, it's not Santa Monica. It's not Sister Monica.
Yeah, exactly. We got it. You know, that's my point.
And you know what? The very people who were pointing their fingers at Clinton for Monica had their own little sexual scandals that were much bigger, much, much, much more serious than Clinton's.
Yeah, but the point that I'm making was is that the perspective, the people in the 50s would have absolutely, I have no idea, it would have gone up against their neurotic strain so bad. I think the whole
Eisenhower was having his own Lewinsky, okay?
Certainly, but it did not make the news.
Well,
it did not become,
that's the difference.
Well, okay. then that's the difference. But my,
in other words, if we don't report it, it doesn't exist?
No, what I'm saying is that the nation as a whole was offended in the 50s as much by the behavior, just the speech of Harry S. Truman, as it is today by the behavior of Bill Clinton. Now, whether or not it was Clinton, if you want to make it JFK's behavior, if you want to make it Eisenhower's behavior,
well,
if it happened today, do you understand what I'm talking
behavior.
About? Pardon?
I say let's try W's behavior. He also was guilty of all the things that conservatives are so upset about, except the media doesn't report it.
So I want to
You want to go, and this is a liberal website, but it's the stuff I'm talking about here is well documented. You go to Bush Watch, you click on any of the scandals that that you'll find links to that George W. Bush is associated with. You'll have so much ammunition, but you'll never go there and you'll never use it because that's just not
what
you want to do.
That's absolutely wrong. You don't know what I'm going to do. As a matter of fact, it's probably one of the first things I'll do, Pat. What I want to know is, tomorrow, what does tomorrow mean to Pat?
Tomorrow means that my favorite country got off to its start. And I might have a different reason for this being my favorite country. You say that, for example, and I heard you a couple shows back. I don't call you every time I listen to you, and I don't call any show every time I listen. But anyway, a couple shows back, you were saying, let the damn condor go extinct. What did it ever do for me? Now, to me, that is not the generosity of spirit. That is not the kind of wilderness that we associate with the frontier, which this country was really so much of what we identify with was made possible by the American frontier, and yet we hate so much to lose it, and yet our behavior shows none of the restraint necessary to retain that kind of wilderness and that frontier spirit that we all love so much in the first place.
And I think it's because we've lost our ability as a society because of our government.
We're just spoiled.
No, more. No. I think it's because we have lost our charitable heart. It has been replaced with the tax burden. We don't have the money for charity anymore. It's all taken in the name of these social programs. We're down to 2 minutes to go, man. I got to let you go.
Hey, nice talking with you.
This is a good conversation today, Pat. Call back again. I want to go back down this road with you. That's very nice of him to call. I got a choice between Millie, who I just love, who wants to tell me about the Battle of Yorktown. Let's do it. I'm going to take a chance. Millie, are you there, dear?
Won't be taking a chance on the Battle of Yorktown.
No. I'm kidding.
Let's hurry up, okay?
Millie, I love you. I love you, and that was not in any way derogatory
at
all. What I have is I have about a 60-second bit I want to do.
I've got a minute and a half left.
Please do.
October 1781, the Battle of Yorktown.
Yes.
The decisive battle where General Cornwallis, that was a British guy, well,
yeah.
They were all British then,
right.
Cornwallis had to surrender his troops to General Washington. But what is not widely known is that the French fleet arrived in Chesapeake Bay simultaneously with the beginning of the battle, cutting off any chance of British reinforcements coming in. And, of course, had those reinforcements come in, it's very possible that what is known as the decisive battle of the Revolutionary War wouldn't have been decisive for us. Also not generally known is the fact that Lafayette's troops fought alongside with the colonists to win the Battle of Yorktown.
I guess I'm done, Millie. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could talk about Yorktown.
Thank you much. Well, it's KSCO, Richard Quigley. Did the best I could. Didn't get my clothes I wanted today, but that's okay. Thank you, Michael. See you guys next week.